Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You have a new text message. The wonders of the world. Maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's a neighbor, a family member, something that you need solved. So what are we going to solve for you today? It's Elizabeth and Radar Text Roulette, brought to you by the Amato Auto Group, home of Warranty Forever. You could ask anything to our text line, 414.
The text line is open.
432-1099. Something you may be wondering about. Maybe you have a relationship issue. Oh, Valentine's Day coming up. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what is your question? What can we help solve for you today? Let's spin the roulette wheel, see what number we're going to land on here, and what question we're going to throw out for everybody to give their insight and answer.
29.
Number 29. Elizabeth, I have this already refreshed, so let me grab this one here. 229. Oops, I'm on the 30s. Got to go back one. 29. Okay, this is a little bit longer one. I mean, we have to go with it, right? Let me just make sure there's
The details are helpful, though. Sometimes we just get a simple question with no context. Right. And I like knowing a little bit more of the background information.
And there's no naughty word, so that's good.
Good.
This is from Kenneth in Waukesha. Like Dennis, but with a K. Kenneth.
Kenneth signed his name. What's up, Kenneth?
Not sure how to do this, but here goes. Okay, well, you're doing it right now. You go to the gas station for gas and other goodies. After pumping gas, do you go in or do you go park and then go inside? I, for one, park and go in. Thank you. Have an awesome morning, Kenneth.
Kenneth.
Waukesha.
This is not a question. This is a statement in disguise. You are like our friend Doug. Doug gets so fired up if people pump the gas, go inside, and leave their car at the pump because it takes up pump space, pump real estate. So that's why he's always adamant about saying, look, park your car somewhere. If you're getting gas, then you park by the pumps. If you're not getting gas, you pull into one of the parking spots.
What happens, though?
And I'm not one of those people that does that. No. I will be at the pump.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if I'm not getting gas.
Sometimes I will park at the pump, and I like to pay inside because I might want to get a coffee or something like that. And I just want it all under one bill.
So you can't always pay inside, though. Like a Quick Trip, you have to pay outside by the pump.
No, you can pay inside.
You pay first, and then you go back out?
No, I pay inside at, like, if I'm getting my coffee, they'll say, any fuel today? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, number 7, I need $20 on. And then they put 20.
That's what I mean. You'll pay ahead of time.
Yes. I won't pay at the pump and then go in. No, but I'll park at the pump. I'm not going to park next to the store, go in and say, yes, I need gas. I guess I'll drive over to number 7. No, I'm going to park at the pump and then I'm going to go take care of my food and then pay.
We need more parking spots if you are supposed to move your car when you're done pumping gas and you go inside the gas station.
I don't think it's a big deal. I think people just get all butthurt because they're like, oh, now I have to wait for a pump. I'm a customer, man. I'm a paying customer. I'm going to go in, take my time. I don't care.
I don't care either. I
know.
It's not like we're in there for very long.
Kenneth, who, for one, though, says after gas.
Kenneth is making a point.
Kenneth goes, I go over and park somewhere, and then I go inside to get the goodies, the coffee and donuts. I'm saying no. You just pull
That's
up
what
at the
everybody
pump.
Does.
You pull up at the pump and do your thing.
Unless
there.
You're Kenneth or our friend Doug. Everybody
True.
Does that. Now, I have at times, if we're taking a trip and we have the dogs, when we were actually going out to South Dakota for our hunting trip and we had Coda
oh,
with
yeah.
us, I would make sure, knowing that I'm going to let her out to go potty and take a little bit of time, I will then move my car. But like you, Radar, if I'm just going in, I'm hitting up the ATM, I'm getting coffee, getting something to eat, that's going to be what, maybe not even 5 minutes?
That's what everybody does.
That's not going to take that long.
Everybody does that. Everybody parks at the pump and then goes inside. Come on. 414-432-1099. Let us know what you do, or maybe there should be a rule. We've been talking about rules on the show.
They say that's the rule. You're supposed to leave the pump if you're done pumping gas, but no one does it.
I don't see the rule anywhere. 414-432-1099. Text roulette. Do you move your car at the pumps and then go in to grab your coffee? Diana looks out for others. She texted in to the Siding Unlimited text line. If there is a line of cars waiting to pump gas, I will find a parking spot after I pump gas. But if there aren't a lot of cars, I'm leaving my car at the pump.
Okay.
So now it's one of those things where there's too much pressure on me, though. I just want to go and do my thing. I pull up.
Just don't take a long time when you're doing it.
Well, sometimes I got to stir the coffee. You know, I got to add my little ingredients.
Then you're part of the problem.
I'm not a problem. I'm a customer.
It's no different than if you're at a restaurant. And if you are not eating anymore, you're just hanging out at the table. But, you know, there's people waiting for tables. Then it's best to go on your way so that another person can come in there.
I'm having a good convo. I'm kind of letting my stomach digest before I get up and walk out.
This is a problem that a lot of people get worked up about. Like
True.
I said, our buddy Doug, this gets in
yeah.
his craw big time if people don't move their parking spot. If you're going to be a while, you need to make room for other people. You're
yes.
not using the pump anymore. You're done with that need. You need to move on.
My problem when I pull up at the pump, that doesn't bother me so much. This bothers me when other people don't pull ahead. Like you pull in and you're like, okay,
right?
The gas, I need to put gas in on the driver's side, but everybody is
move
in
up.
in the last row or whatever. You could move up one so I could get in there. No, I have to go around. But if I go around, now the pumps are on my passenger side. So I have to like back in. And then I feel bad like blocking people. They're like, I was just going to leave. I need to get gas, bro. What are we doing here?
This is why it's called Quick Trip. It's supposed to be quick. So do whatever you can to help one another out so that it can be a quick, convenient experience for the rest of us.
This is how we solve problems. What can we solve for you? Well, hopefully that
roulette.
Was solved for you in Text Roulette.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.